السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah accept us all for His deen. We are experiencing such an amazing time in the year. A period where the Quran takes an oath and says, After أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. One of the common explanations of these verses in Surah Al-Fajr is the Fajr during the days of Hajj or the day of the 10th or the day of Arafah. And the oath is the nights, the 10 nights, referring to these 10 nights. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ referring to in the days of Hajj, the 9th being Arafah and the 10th being يوم النحر. Imagine how valuable are these days and nights that the Quran takes an oath by them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to value these days and nights that we have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deeds in these days are most beloved to Allah. Every form of good deed, dhikrullah, ibadah, tilawah, da'wah, every form of righteous goodness in Allah's cause, for Allah's pleasure, is increased in merit and value in these 10 days. We are to share an amazing Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. We are to learn the life of such a Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. Besides Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah behind this Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. Imagine Allah chose him to be the Imam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the paragon of Allah's creation, was among the congregation. The Sahabi is one of the Ashara Mubashara, one of the earliest people to become Muslim, the earliest 8, and he is one of the 6 Ashabu Shura, whom Hazrat Umar appointed to be nominated from them as the next Khalifa. He would pass verdicts in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name in Jahiliyyah was Abd Amr. When he embraced Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu. He hails from the Zuhra clan, also the same clan from whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother hailed from, subhanallah. This Sahabi embraces Islam prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Arqam stage, where the early Meccan stage, where the beloved of Allah had Darul Arqam as the center. He embraced Islam just about approximately 2 days after Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He went through what the Muslims in the early days went through. He sacrificed firmly for Allah. Then came the time of Hijra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created a pact of Hijra, of brotherhood between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Hazrat Abu Bakr had a brother, Hazrat Kharija radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar had Itban radiallahu anhu, and like that. Hazrat Abdurrahman's brother was none other than Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu. Sa'd says to Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu, I am very well off in Medina, and I have 2 farms, 2 wives. See which of the farms you prefer, I'll give it to you. And which of my wives you like, and tell me, I will divorce her and wed her to you after her iddah. Subhanallah. Look at the sacrifice of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Even though there's not many incidents of such a case, there are so many incidents in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, of so much of ikram, but an incident like the wife and so forth, but this is the level of ikram in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But here Abdurrahman teaches us another lesson. They were not people to take whatever people have to offer, just take every last penny. No, they were people who were independent, self-sufficient. They hoped for Allah's blessings. He said, may Allah bless you in your family, your wealth. Just show me the marketplace. And he showed him how to get there and so forth. And Hazrat Abdurrahman started trade, buying, selling, purchasing, profiting. And not long thereafter, a few weeks or so, alhamdulillah, he acquired and earned a suitable amount to wed. And one day he came to the Prophet ﷺ with a certain form of perfume. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam congratulated him. And he then said, I wedded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you give your wife from dowry? He said, he mentioned the amount of gold. The beloved of Allah said, make walima, even if it's one sheep. May Allah bless you in your wealth. Subhanallah. Allah blessed the Sahabi Abdurrahman with lots of wealth. He says, even if I were to pick up a rock, I was sure to find gold underneath it. Subhanallah. And during Badr, Abdurrahman bin Auf participated fully. Alhamdulillah. He defeated the enemies of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they wanted, you know, he remained firm. As well as in Uhud as well. He was badly wounded, but remained firm for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many occasions where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to send Sahaba out in the way of Allah, there was a need for contributions. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted Sahaba. Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu comes, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have 4,000. 2,000 I make a loan to my Allah, and I'll leave 2,000 for the family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah bless you in what you have given. May Allah bless you in what you kept for your family. On one occasion he gave so much for Allah. Hazrat Umar was worried. Oh Allah's Nabi is giving too much. He mustn't neglect his family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did you leave anything for your family? Oh Abdurrahman, he said, yes. I left for them much more than what I spent here and much better. Subhanallah. He said, but what do you mean? Which avenue? Allah's Nabi said, what Allah has promised. And his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised of rizq and ajr when we serve and do for others. On one occasion there was a caravan of 700 camels coming into Medina Munawwara. It had such a sound as they placed their hooves on the ground. And there was a resounding sound as though some felt actually it could be an army's invasion over Medina. They mentioned this to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Everyone was so amazed at this caravan, large. And subhanallah, Hazrat Abdurrahman went to Hazrat Aisha and he mentioned to her, I make you my witness, O Ummah, O our mother, that this entire caravan, lock, stock and barrel, every blanket, every shield on it, every saddle, all of it is in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdurrahman was such an amazing, made dua for him, and those duas had an impact. Allahu Akbar. He always gave for Allah. He always did for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amazing was the cherry on the top. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Allah's way in the lands of the Romans, Syria. And they went further to relieve themselves. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned after wudu. And Hazrat Abdurrahman had started the prayer. Hazrat Mughira, who was pouring water in the wudu for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, offered to call Abdurrahman back. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused and said, we'll pray behind him. Allah chose him to be one who would lead Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in prayer. Subhanallah. Let's value these days. MashaAllah, Mubarak month. Blessed days, let's value every moment, let's value every second. Let's practice deen, let's learn deen, practice deen, propagate deen. And let's make others do the same. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ